The following program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, and we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for releasing the gift of faith. We thank you for releasing the gift of faith in the hearts and the lives of your people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the gift of miracles being released in a greater measure throughout the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for healing every form of liver cancer and cancer of the esophagus. We thank you for complete and total healing. We thank you for healing colon cancer, Lord God. We thank you for healing colon cancer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for healing colon cancer being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for setting your people free from depression and oppression and anxiety in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for a complete and total deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for a greater outpouring of your Holy Spirit in the lives of your people, O God. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing your mighty angels to push back the forces of darkness and binding the strong men over the regions, Lord God, that the gospel might be preached, that people would hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they would be converted, that they would be born again, that their hearts would be open to hear and receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I thank you for sending forth a refreshing to those that need to be refreshed in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. I pray, Lord God, that your blessing will be upon this word and this teaching today. Lord, let our hearts be open to hear and to receive your word with a spirit of meekness in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you on the radio, to be on the airwaves. Amen. And we have a new year, new beginning, new season. To the first time listeners, God bless you. I pray you'll be blessed by the word. We give it to you straight with no sugar added. Amen. I just have to tell it like it is. I give you a chapter and verse so that you might see it in the word of God for yourself, and you would be able to search the scriptures to see whether or not it is so. You know, saints, you know, we're living in very, very perilous times. We're living in the end times. As you know, we're seeing things escalate over in the Middle East. Biblical prophecy is being fulfilled right before our very eyes, and there's an urgency to seek the face of God, to be in the place that God has called us to be as His covenant people, to yield ourselves to the spirit of prayer, that the Holy Spirit begin to pray and intercede for us and give us wisdom and direction and instruction on what we need to do, what role we can play in these end time events. There are so many people that are in need of hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who we have believed in a backslidden condition. We have those that don't know Him. We have those that have never been converted, that have never been born again, those that have not received Yeshua as Messiah. And as we look at what's taking place in our country today, saints, you know, America needs revival. We need revival. America needs to repent as a nation. We need to repent because, you know, we have allowed and voted for political leaders who do not have the heart for God and His word and His moral authority. We as the people of God, we need to repent in the church because we have not preached the full counsel of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have not taken a stand for righteousness, and we have compromised our faith in trying to be politically correct. This is not a time to be politically correct. This is a time to be steadfast and be biblically correct, because the people need to hear the word of the Lord. They need to hear the truth. There are people that are dying and perishing without Christ. There are people that are passing into eternity that have not received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And there should be a burden placed upon our hearts to begin to pray for us to be bold, to be steadfast, and to be in the place that God has called us to be as his sons and his daughters, so that we might be the vessels that God is calling us to be in these end time events. You know, the chaos in the Middle East is just erupting as never before, you know, and when I see all of these things, and you know, we don't hear a lot of biblical or Bible prophecy, particularly over the airwaves, amen, and we need to get back to where we begin to preach the full counsel of God's word, that people might hear the word of God, hear the word of the Lord, and make a decision on whether or not they want to serve the Lord, whether or not they want to be a vessel that God can anoint, that God can use in these end time events. You know, a lot of times, you know, people are in distress, and you know, Jesus prophesied of these things, you know, in Matthew about, you know, this is what's going to happen. We're going to see there's going to be rumors of war. And they was asking, you know, what are the signs of the end time events? How do we know what's going to be the signs, you know? And the Lord told them, you know, in Matthew 24, and we're going to be starting a new series, by the way. It's called The Only Standard, His Word. Amen. That's going to be the series that we're going to be in here shortly. But, you know, Jesus predicted this. He says the signs in Matthew 24, the signs of the times and the end of the age. In Matthew 24, verse number 3, it says, "Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age?'" And, you know, always in my show with Jesus Christ, his Lord's return is imminent, realizing the fact that the Lord can return at any moment. Nothing has to happen. Nothing has to take place for the Lord to come back. But God has this prophetic time clock. And that's why we have to be diligent and steadfast in praying and seeking his face, staying in his word and yielding to his Holy Spirit, because he could return at any moment. And Jesus answered and said to them, verse number 4, he says, "Take heed that no one deceives you." First and foremost, there is a lot of deception going on in our society, in the body of Christ, even in the preaching and the teaching. Jesus said, "Be careful. Do not allow anyone to deceive you." He says, "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and will deceive many." And he says, and I want you to highlight verse number 6. When you read the newspapers and when you look at the news today, we're seeing this happen. You know, a lot of times when we read this, and many of you have read the scripture, you say, you know, it really hasn't made sense to you. But look at what's taking place in the world scene today, saints, and particularly over in the Middle East. It says, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom," ethnos, "and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world and is a witness to all the nations. Then the end will come." He says, now, he said, "I want you to pay attention." They ask him, "Well, you know, when are the end times? When is it going to be?" He says, "You're going to hear all of these things happening and taking place." And here we have this taking place on the world scene. We got the war in Afghanistan. We got the rise of ISIS or radical Islam or Islamic jihadists. Where that taking place? We have the terrorist attacks that are taking place all over the world scene. You got, you know, Saudi Arabia is about to go into war with, almost on the verge of war with Iran. All of these things happening in the Middle East, and we need to understand that it's all about what's the Middle East. It's all about the nation of Israel and the end time prophecies of God fulfilling his word regarding the nation of Israel. God's word is going to be fulfilled to the very letter. And what we have to do here in the body of Christ, particularly here in America, is to say, "Okay, Lord, what is our role, God, and what do I need to do, God, and how can I help?" You know, first and foremost, we need to be given over to prayer, seeking God's face. And he says, you know, you're going to hear these wars, the rumors of wars. He says, don't be troubled, because these things got to happen. It's going to happen. He says, just, in other words, chill out. Just chill. He said, "For a nation will rise against nation." We have this racial divide going on in our country today. Right now, you know, that's been stoked by the liberal media
politicians who have an agenda. The race war, white against black, black against white, Latinos against the whites and whites against Latinos. We have a great racial divide in our country that is taking place right now because of the liberal politics and things and the enemy stirring these things up and understanding now God is in control. But we're seeing all this stuff happening. And as we see these things happening, we need to get excited because we know what? The return of the Lord is drawing nigh. We're living in the end times, and we in the body of Christ, we have a role to play to where we can be instruments that God can use us, because understand that when all of this stuff is happening and going on, this is a time for, because people's hearts are tender. People's are anxious and you know, and we have the good news. We have the truth to where we can begin. It opens up a door for ministry that we can begin to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. And, you know, when you're in your workplace and people are having these conversations, you know, sometimes you say, oh, just the Bible fulfilling itself. That's all. And they might like, what? And, you know, next thing you know, you're in a conversation. And it opens up an opportunity for you to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them when you begin to expound upon the word of God in the scriptures and the end time events and saying, well, you know, the Bible prophesied and said this was going to happen, this was going to happen, and this is what's going to happen. Here we have here in the gospel of Matthew 24, we see in these end time events, we see these things happening and taking place. All you got to do is turn on the news. Listen to the radio, read the newspaper. We see all of these things happening and taking place. And why? Because the enemy knows that his time is short. And he's doing as much as he can to bring fear and anxiety in the hearts and the lives of the people. But God says, chill out. It's going to be okay. But we have a role to play as believers in the body of Christ. We have a role to play. And I believe it's extremely important that we in the body of Christ, that we begin to really say, Lord, how do you want to use me in this hour that I'm living in? You know, it's no accident that you was born at this time. That you are alive when we're going to probably see the culmination of biblical prophecy, God saying that he's going to do what he's going to do. We are alive and we have a role to play as believers in the body of Christ where we can participate in these end time events. And like I started off and saying, I said, we in America, we need to repent. We need to repent. We need to repent. We have the upcoming election that is coming up. This upcoming election is very crucial to who you're going to vote for. And, you know, a lot of people ask me this, and they'll ask me, they say, well, who should we vote for? And I can't tell you who to vote for. But what I normally tell people, I say, you vote for the candidate that lines up morally with the scripture and the will and the word of God. That's what I tell people. I say, you have to make that determination. I can't tell you what party to vote for, what your affiliation is. I said, but you need to look at the candidates. You need to look at their fruit, look at their record, see what they stand for, and see whether or not it aligns with God's word. And if it's out of alignment with God's word, then they're not getting my vote. I don't care how popular they might be. They're not getting my vote. I will not vote for them. And our country is in trouble because we have elected political leaders and politicians that have an anti-Christ agenda, anti-God, anti-Christian. And we can look and see what is taking place in our country today. You know, when they voted in the same-sex marriage as it became law of the land that grieved the Spirit of the Lord. And you have believers who were like, oh, well, you know, the leaders that they voted for are the ones that pushed this agenda. We should be very grieved. We just, oh, God, that's why I said we need to repent. We should be saying, God, forgive us because we have brought this on ourselves. And as we get ready to get into this series, The Only Standard, His Word, we're going to be talking about God's standard and His Word because we as believers were called to live by the Word of God and realizing the fact that when you vote in political leaders and your leadership, it trickles down. And when you have people who are corrupt, who have wicked, evil hearts, and they are in power, they are in authority, it impacts the whole nation. If you study in the Old Testament and you look at the kings and the wicked kings and how it brought chastisement and judgments on the nation of Israel because of the wickedness that was in the hearts of the leaders and the leaders whose hearts had at one time maybe were following God, but they turned away from following God, and it opened the door to judgment and chastisement. And that's something else that we fail to realize and we fail to recognize in the body of Christ, to where we serve a just God. We serve a holy God, and God is just. And when there is rebellion and disobedience and lawlessness, there can be consequences. There can be judgment. There can be chastisement. When we look at what's taking place in our society, the economic problems, the unemployment, all of these things, we're seeing the famine. We're seeing the pestilence. Just like the scripture said, we're seeing that. We got different diseases that are coming up that there is no healing for those diseases. We're seeing an outbreak of this, and we're seeing an outbreak of that. And it's just like, you know, God, what are we going to do? Well, it's because we're living in the end times. We're seeing the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And we're also experiencing judgment and chastisement of God coming upon the nation of United States of America because of our lawlessness, because of our rebellion, because of our idolatry, and all of the things that grieve the Spirit of God, because we, and I say we, have allowed and voted in political leaders who have an anti-Christ agenda. They're anti-God. You know, it's amazing how we have compromised and we've allowed a minority to impact the majority. We have allowed, you look at the abortionists, those that are abortion. And I tell it, you know, any candidate that's for abortion, they're not getting my vote. I will not vote for them, because one of the commandments is thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Abortion is murder. We use the term abortion, but it's murder. It is murder. And it's like people, they're okay. They're more concerned about saving a spotted owl or a whale than these unborn babies who are being aborted and murdered every day. And you have politicians who will say, hey, it's okay. Abortion is okay. You know, it's not okay. It grieves the Spirit of God. The blood of these unborn babies is crying out. And we're wondering why, you know, we're suffering these hardships. You know, we want to remove the Ten Commandments from the court walls and anything that has to do with God or the name of Jesus. We want to remove that out of the way. We are, you know, as a country, as a whole, because we have leadership, political leadership that says, no, this Christian stuff is okay, but it's okay to talk about Islam. It's okay that, you know, we want to protect their rights. But this country as a whole, we have leadership that is saying, no, you know, Christians, these Christians are radical. No, we're not radical. We just believe what God's word says, and we're called to live and to abide by God's word. But we in the body of Christ, that's why it's extremely important for you to read the word of God, get in the word of God, know what the word of God says. That's why the new series is called The Only Standard, His Word. The only standard is His word. And as the people of God, people who are born again, people who have made a confession of faith in Jesus Christ, that we have to return to Bible basics, something the Lord's been dealing with me. You know, we have to get back to the basics of the Bible and get back to where we're reading the word of God. And we have a desire to learn about Him, to know who He is, to search Him out, because we need to turn back from the word of God. We've gotten away from that, saints. Because once we get in the word of God, we will know how to worship Him. We will know how to serve Him. And it's the pure word of God that will allow us the opportunity to enter into a covenant relationship with Him, that we truly might know Him. Because it's all about knowing Him. It's all about being in a relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus. It's all about being in that personal, intimate relationship to where you delight to be with Him. You have a desire to know Him. You have a desire to be in His presence. You have a desire to read His word. You have a desire to pray. You have a desire to praise. You have a desire to worship. You have this desire because it's just burning on the inside of you, because you realize that you were a sinner. You were perishing in your sins, and you were on your way to hell. But by the mercy and the grace of God, you were able to receive Him. He revealed Himself to you. You are now born again. Your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have a new life. You have a new hope. You have a new beginning. You are now a child of the Most High God. You are a son and daughter of the Most High God. You are special in the eyesight of God. And God desires to reveal Himself to you. God desires to make Himself known to you. And it's so amazing that when Jesus started His earthly ministry in Luke chapter 4, you're listening to Straight From His Word. I pray you're being blessed by this. After Jesus was baptized, Satan tempted Jesus. And it's amazing that your greatest, one of your greatest trials and your greatest tests is going to come after you're born again or born from above, after you receive and you make that confession of faith. And as you begin to proceed to follow him and to pursue after him and to know him, and the Lord will allow it. The Lord will allow it to take you through this testing period. And he will give you the grace to overcome if you are surrendered and submitted to God's word. That's why it's so important that when people first, you know, so many people who profess to be, they don't know what the Bible says. A lot of times when I'm talking to them or they hear the radio show, and they're like, wow, I didn't even know that was in the Bible. I never heard that before. That's why I give you chapter and verse so you can see it for yourself. It tells us here in Luke chapter 4, verse number 1, glory to God, it says, "In Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." The Holy Spirit will lead you into confrontation, into conflict, and he's got you. It says, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he said he ate nothing. And afterward, when he had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." He says, now, when the enemy came to him, the enemy questioned his sonship. And then so God had to turn around, and Jesus said, you know what? Man shall live by every word of God. In other words, we have to get to the place to where the word of God is our standard by which we live and by which we conduct our lives. When the enemy came to tempt him, Jesus spoke and used the word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and the glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomsoever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, kill yourself. He shall give his angels over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, unless you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And now the devil had ended every temptation, and he departed him from his opportune time. So when Jesus was dealing with temptation, when the enemy was coming to entice him, to try to deceive him, Jesus responded with the word of God. I want you to look at this, saints, and realizing the fact that, and I tell people this, I said, now, if Satan came and talked to Jesus, he gonna talk to you. But you have to get the word of God in you. So as you are getting the word of God in you, you're able to respond with the word of God, and you know what the word of God declares. So you can say, "Get behind me, Satan." You can say, "It is written. It is written. Here's what the word of the Lord declares. By his stripes, I am healed. My children will be saved. My grandchildren will be saved. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." As believers, we have to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the God, which will allow us to have victory over the camp of the enemy. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so, as we see what's taking place over in the Middle East. Begin to pray for God to pour out his Holy Spirit upon you and your family members, those that are not saved, that are not accepted. Let this be the year of salvation for your family members that have not accepted Yeshua as Messiah. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Keep praying. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Jermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Jermothy or send him a gift of support, their address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375.
7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.